2,380 dead after Tory attacks on disabled killed by benefit cuts in Montgomery. Thousands are dead. They were killed after forced labor or income theft while severely sick or disabled. At least 2,380 disabled people died between December 2011 and February 2014 after being found fit for work by bullying, Catch-22 work capability assessments. Tory Work and Pensions Secretary Irene Duncan-Smith tried to evade floods of Freedom of Information requests. But the full horror of his benefit system was finally revealed on the 27th of August. This only days after his department was exposed for cynically fabricating quotes from people helped by benefits sanctions. Workhouse. Duncan-Smith says disabled people are to be directed to the workhouse, fit or not. We are sent looking for often non-existent jobs, disability benefits withdrawn. In a speech ahead of the figures coming out, he spoke about life choices. As a disabled person, I can tell you I have not made a life choice to become disabled. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Disabled people often have several complex issues that prevent them from working. I do. I also believe that disabled people who can, should be able to work. But this must be fully supported, in employment catered to our needs. Those who can't work need to be provided for properly by the state. Duncan-Smith closed their employ factories, first established to provide useful work to war wounded. He scrapped the Independent Living Fund, which gave those who need 24-hour care some kind of autonomy. He cut back our access to work scheme, slashed employment and support allowance, and put disabled people at risk of homelessness with benefit sanctions. Rigged. He sent very sick people back to work with his rigged work capability assessments. And of course, he brought in the dreaded bedroom tax, which hits disabled people who need spare rooms for equipment and carers. He says he could live on the £7 a day expected of job seekers. Yet he's claimed £39 for a breakfast, and claimed money back for his wife runs and wet wipes, paid for by us. And we, the poor, the disabled, the sick and suffering workers and taxpayers, are made to feel like the scroungers. Reverse all cuts to welfare and fully fund care services. Scrap work capability assessments for well-paid, fully supported jobs without compulsion.